Part 3. AVs, driverless cars. You will hear a podcast about driverless cars. You will hear the recording twice. Take notes to fill in the table.
Hello, and welcome to my technology podcast. Today, Professor Moore and Mrs. Glenn will inform us about an amazing technology, driverless cars, also called automated vehicles or AVs. Professor Moore, let's have a look at this new technology.
Well, it's not really that new. Most cars already have been equipped with some driverless technology, like the anti-lock braking system, also known as ABS, which helps you stop the car safely on an icy road. Another common feature is parallel parking technology, enabling the cars to park themselves. We've only made existing technology more intelligent.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Can you tell us more?
Sure. Cameras help the car see objects that are close quickly, whereas radar helps driverless cars see things even in complete darkness. And lasers spinning on the roof build a 3D model of the world around the car. That's why no human being will ever be able to react as fast as the AVs. And while human drivers may get tired, the AVs never get sleepy. That's why the number of car crashes and traffic jams will decrease enormously.
That sounds great. But there might be fewer jobs for people like truck drivers?
Well, that's partly true, but it'll also create new jobs in research and development.
Let's now welcome Mrs. Glenn, who's been testing one of these intelligent self-driving cars for some months now. What about your experience so far, Mrs. Glenn?
Actually, in the beginning, I was skeptical. I worried about the AV being attacked by hackers or the technology breaking down. Just imagine what could happen if things didn't work properly on a busy road. But nothing has happened so far, and I soon started to realize what the advantages are.
Thank you, Mrs. Glenn. We'll be right back after the break.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hello, and welcome to my technology podcast. Today, Professor Moore and Mrs. Glenn will inform us about an amazing technology, driverless cars, also called automated vehicles or AVs. Professor Moore, let's have a look at this new technology.
Well, it's not really that new. Most cars already have been equipped with some driverless technology, like the anti-lock braking system, also known as ABS, which helps you stop the car safely on an icy road. Another common feature is parallel parking technology, enabling the cars to park themselves. We've only made existing technology more intelligent.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Can you tell us more?
Sure. Cameras help the car see objects that are close quickly, whereas radar helps driverless cars see things even in complete darkness. And lasers spinning on the roof build a 3D model of the world around the car. That's why no human being will ever be able to react as fast as the AVs. And while human drivers may get tired, the AVs never get sleepy. That's why the number of car crashes and traffic jams will decrease enormously.
That sounds great. But there might be fewer jobs for people like truck drivers?
Well, that's partly true, but it'll also create new jobs in research and development.
Let's now welcome Mrs. Glenn, who's been testing one of these intelligent self-driving cars for some months now. What about your experience so far, Mrs. Glenn?
Actually, in the beginning, I was skeptical. I worried about the AV being attacked by hackers or the technology breaking down. Just imagine what could happen if things didn't work properly on a busy road. But nothing has happened so far, and I soon started to realize what the advantages are.
Thank you, Mrs. Glenn. We'll be right back after the break.
This is the end of part 3. Now look at the tasks of part 4.